Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And good Saturday morning, June 1st. Yeah, we made it till the weekend. And by the way, happy National Black Bear Day to all you black bears out there. You know, the comeback in Louisiana and many other states is a great conservation story. It's to the point where we may have our first limited bear hunting season in decades. We got more about the black bears coming up on their very special day. Also, I want to thank all of you who put some captions on the Facebook post. I put that picture of the black bear and the raccoons, and we told you we'd announce the best caption winner, and, well, the jury's still out, so you still got time to do it. Check out my Facebook page and take a look at the picture. If you got a great caption, post it along, and we'll announce the winner before we go off the air. Speaking of hunting seasons, well, we may have a 3-pintail duck per day limit, and that could be as soon as this next waterfowl season. We'll tell you how and why. And as we do each week, we welcome in your comments, your questions, your own fishing reports to complement our field reporters' tips and directions. And we do that by letting you text us into the studio line at 504-260-1870. One of those field reporters, Brendan Bayard, is competing in the Dawn Till Dusk Kayak Tournament, which gets underway in about 23 minutes at 5:30 in the morning, and it goes all the way till 8:30 tonight. It's a marathon kayak tournament. He'll update you on that. We also have free fishing days coming up soon. In fact, as soon as today and tomorrow in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama also have free fishing days. We'll run down those for you. We're also going to revisit a couple of fishing trips I made this week, one to Lake Pontchartrain with our buddy Captain Mike Gallo, and the other to the Gulf of Mexico out of Port Fouchon with Captain Moran on the Cajun-made charters. That was part of the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo Media Day. Both trips successful and a lot of fun. I'll pass it along to you. Also, we got the update in on the Louisiana Red Snapper quota harvest status. And we got a couple of closures of some offshore species that have gone into effect at midnight last night. We'll tell you about those. This week's Bad Boys of the Outdoors, I got to tell you, this crew deserves a special corner of hell. Their crime is not only against our natural resources, but if it was not for the vigilance of our Department of Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement agents, they could have been a serious threat to the well-being of the general public. All that coming up, plus we got the coastal marine forecast. In fact, I'll give you that now. You're looking at offshore conditions. Southerly winds, about 12 to 20 knots, 3 to 4-foot seas, what's going on right now. It's gradually going to calm down until tomorrow, where you'll have southerly winds at 8 to 15, 2 to 3-foot seas. That's about what we fished in Thursday and wasn't a big problem. Lots of fish out there to get a hold of. On the interior lakes and bays, south winds 10 to 18, light chop. And then for tomorrow, southerly winds 6 to 12, some smooth conditions. Tide going to be a little slack, only about a little bit less than a half a foot of tide range. But there could be some wind-driven water, fish those points and drawbacks and bottlenecks. And we'll talk more about that with some of our field reporters. Mississippi River is holding steady at 12. And rain, yeah, you're probably going to get a little bit of wet stuff. No matter where you're along the Gulf Coast, there's an 80% chance today, 60% tomorrow. But just bring a light, though. Windbreaker, waterproof jacket, because it's not going to be heavy storms that we see. Could be some tightly confined ones, but for the most part, going to be light rain. Right now, the system that was sitting over Louisiana last night has moved on to the east. It's over Mobile Bay, where the worst of it is right now, continuing to push east into the Florida Panhandle, but there's more coming. Texas has been shipping us some wet weather all week long, and that's going to probably continue for the next few days. All right, stage is set. Hope you got a trip planned before you get out there and do it. Keep us tuned in. Get you a cup of coffee. Sit back and listen. The next 2 hours of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, radio program.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's see how the fishing's been this week down in Shell Beach area, and more importantly, how it's going to be for this weekend. We check in with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina to get the details. Good morning, Robbie. What's been going on in Shell Beach?
Well, Don, you know, we've been getting these storms every day. It's been windy. It's been, trout fishing's just been tough, man. They did get a few in the evenings out by the central. There's about a central facilities out there in Burton Sound. But for the most part, trout fishing's been kind of tough for this past week anyway. But on the flip side of that, the red fishing has been absolutely great. So, but I don't know what that's going to bring today because, you know, we only have like 0.4 of a tide today. So it's not going to be a whole lot of tide movement today. The Long Rocks has been dirty. Water's been dirty there all week. It's been, for trout fishing, if you're going out that way this morning, be careful. We're going to have some more rain today. Got some stuff coming. Looks like it's coming from Texas that way, coming this way. So be careful with that. Today we are hosting the 19th annual Poker Kid All Fishing Knights of Nemesis Rodeo. And, I hope the weather holds out so this event could take place and these kiddos come out and, fish off the docks and around here or whatever. I'll bring them out in a boat and get a fish caught and get them into fishing and get them away from Xbox and everything. Get them off of the games and get them out in the real world and let them enjoy some of nature. You know, so hopefully that holds out. Don, I talked to our old buddy Wingbone the other day. He said he got me a call made. So I told him, I said I got some turkey wings for you. from some birds that I killed this past year. So, we had a nice chat on the phone. I just got to get him. I got a friend of mine that lives close to him. I'll get him the wings, and he's gonna get me to call. So we're gonna make that swap up to a mutual friend of mine. You know, get him over there and get the wings to him, and get the call back to me. So. I did get to speak with him, and he seems like a really, really nice guy, and I can't wait to get it.
And he's a real craftsman. He's made one for me. He made one for my nephew, Drew, and believe me, you're going to love it. It's a real work of art, and they're effective. You can actually use them, and I'm looking forward to the day when I call one in using the old wing bone call.
Yeah, well, anyhow, but look, we're here. We've got plenty of bait in the tanks, so if you want to come fishing today, hook the left at the bridge, come on down and see us. And, you know, we're here, we're waiting on you. And, I just know a lot of people like to get wet on a Saturday if they don't have to. But bring the rain gear, buddy. That's all I can tell you. Bring the rain gear. We're going to get wet, so might as well join the party.
Yeah, and cool off at the same time. Robbie, you're an official Star or Rodeo weigh station there. Did you get any fish weighed in this week?
I did get one. I got a speckled trout that was caught by the Hopedale Dam out of a kayak. It didn't enter into the kayak division because his wife caught one 2 years ago. So this is the third year he has to sit out. So in other words, if your wife catches one, immediate family has to sit out along with her for 3 years. But I did weigh one in the speckled trout division, in the Eastern speckled trout division, that was caught at the Rock Dam, but it was caught out of a kayak, because that's all he's got is a kayak, 6.28 pounds. So
wow.
There are some big fish lurking around that dam over there.
Yes, indeed.
This guy, Andrew, catches some really big trout around that dam over there on some live croakers. It's a spot that I don't say they're going to bite often,
right?
But, Don, they fish him with a slide cork, and that's just the way you got to get them over there, and that's the And that place holds some really, really big fish.
Well, good for him. Boy, that would be a competitor even in – well, it is in the open division, but, I mean, if it would have been able to be entered into the kayak tournament had his wife not won, man, that would have been a slam dunk probably for the kayak division, because that's usually a little tougher. But obviously he's a good fisherman. I did get word in that one tagged redfish has been caught. Now, you know, they tagged 100 redfish with the red tags. That's the one that wins the boats and all the big prizes. Then there's some that have blue tags in them, and that's a whole year's worth of beer.
Right.
So there was one with the blue tag caught, and guess what? It was caught by that guy, the one that didn't buy the ticket. So he misses out on a whole year of beer.
You know, I got a report that there was one of my son's friends caught one in Delaco, right by Gentilly, right across from Sweetwater Marina right there. Caught one with a blue tag. Guess what? Not entered in CCA Star Tournament.
That might be the same guy we're talking about.
So anyway, you got to get registered, people. I mean, you know, do it. I mean, it's for a little bit of money. I mean, you could win a truck or, you know, a boat or whatever, RV, or you get beer for a year. So it's a win-win situation all the way around.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you got to do it. Before you start to fish, get your star ticket. And you can get them
Absolutely.
At Campos Marine. And there's stations all across the state. You can look on the website at ccalouisiana.org and find out everything you need to know. Well, Robbie, y'all hold it down. Hope y'all stay dry and hope the kids have a great time there at the Knights of Nemesis Rodeo. That's a great bunch, that Mardi Gras crew that puts on a fishing tournament for the kids. They're doing some great work down there.
Yes, they do. Mr. Danny Fernandez and Mr. Donald Pico and the rest of the gang that works behind the scenes on this rodeo. But, you know, they work really hard to make this thing happen every year. So, you know, props to them guys. They, you know, take my hat off to them because it's a lot of work. And they don't have to do it, but they do it, and they love it. So come on out and enjoy a good time.
All right. Thanks for the report, Robbie. We'll check with you next week.
Yes, sir. Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Robbie Campo down at the Campos Marina. All right. When we come back after this, we're going to talk about National Black Bear Day, the status of black bears in Louisiana. I got a question for you. If you were selected as one of the people to get a permit to hunt black bear in Louisiana, are you interested? Would you want to shoot a black bear? text me, 504-260-1870. We've also got lots more fishing reports to talk about and some free fishing days coming up. Fish without licenses. We'll tell you how and where to do it when we come back after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, today being the first Saturday in June, we're celebrating National Black Bear Day to recognize the most commonly found bear in North America. It's also known as the American Black Bear and truly a magnificent animal. And, you know, despite their name, black bears actually come in shades of cinnamon, blue-black color, blue-gray, and in some very rare instances, the white phase. Now, you can find them in 40 states in the United States, every Canadian province, and their big range is only beaten by one other four-legged mammal that is found in more areas than the black bear. Which is it? If you know what it is, text me at 504-260-1870. Now, in Louisiana, our Louisiana black bear is designated as a subspecies. In fact, that allowed it protection as an endangered species for several years. In fact, the current civil restitution to replace a black bear, the value is $10,000 fine, in addition to the criminal penalties, too. Well, now they have been recovered to the point where they're causing some problems. And they're discussing, in fact, they're getting very close to instituting a black bear season in Louisiana. The details are still being hammered out, but it looks pretty solid that the hunt is going to be done by a lottery. It'll be under the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and it's going to be confined to a small area called Bear Management Area Number 4. That would include the parishes of Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll, and some portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. That would be the only areas where the season would be open. Very limited season. It's about 3 weeks long, December the 7th to the 22nd, right around the Christmas holidays. And it will be restricted to properly licensed Louisiana residents only. And all the successful applicants that are drawn for the hunt will be required to attend a Department of Wildlife and Fisheries bear hunting training course. And we'll give you the details on how and when to apply if you're interested in hunting black bears in Louisiana. And by the way, on my Facebook page this week, I posted a picture. It was taken here in St. Tammany Parish, which we finally started getting some bears showing up here, not far from St. Hubert's Cathedral on several of the leases here. And there was a pretty funny, unique picture that showed up, and it was a picture of a black bear in a food plot surrounded by five pretty burly raccoons. And I asked for captions. I want to thank everyone who did send them. We had some really good ones that were sent in, but I think the best one that I got was from a guy. He actually used to do fishing reports for us here. His name is Ketch Cormier, and his caption was, "Coons, I've gathered you here to say only you can prevent forest fires." Pull the old smoky quote. Anyway, thanks for that, and if you want to take a look at that picture, check it out. It's on my Facebook page. All right, we did get information on Red Snapper. Now, I got to fish offshore. I was fishing with Chris Moran, Cajun-made charters. We went down to Fouchon, Chris LeCocq and Lance Burgos, a couple of guys I work with on Bayou Wild TV and Tigers in the Wild. It was media day for the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo, which is coming up traditionally on the 4th of July week, and the purpose for this is to invite the media to come down, get all the information, actually experience firsthand what it's like to fish down there, see the pavilion, where it's going to be held. It's going to be July 4th through 6th at the Fouchon Pavilion. They got a beautiful new pavilion, and if you don't like to go down to fishing rodeos because of the heat, this building is totally air-conditioned. You're going to love it. I'll run down the categories and some more details. In fact, I'm going to have this year's Admiral Darby Chase on, and also Lynn Kiger is going to join us from the rodeo to talk about it in a couple of weeks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, today being the first Saturday in June, we're celebrating National Black Bear Day to recognize the most commonly found bear in North America. It's also known as the American black bear and truly a magnificent animal. And, you know, despite their name, black bears actually come in shades of cinnamon, blue-black color, blue-gray, and in some very rare instances, the white phase. Now, you can find them in 40 states in the United States, every Canadian province, and their big range is only beaten by one other four-legged mammal that is found in more areas than the black bear. Which is it? If you know what it is, text me at 504-260-1870. Now, in Louisiana, our Louisiana black bear is designated as a subspecies. In fact, that allowed it protection as an endangered species for several years. In fact, the current civil restitution to replace a black bear, the value is $10,000 fine, in addition to the criminal penalties, too. Well, now they have been recovered to the point where they're causing some problems. And they're discussing, in fact, they're getting very close to instituting a black bear season in Louisiana. The details are still being hammered out, but it looks pretty solid that the hunt is going to be done by a lottery. It'll be under the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and it's going to be confined to a small area called Bear Management Area Number 4. That would include the parishes of Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll, and some portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. That would be the only areas where the season would be open. Very limited season. It's about 3 weeks long, December the 7th to the 22nd, right around the Christmas holidays. And it will be restricted to properly licensed Louisiana residents only. And all the successful applicants that are drawn for the hunt will be required to attend a Department of Wildlife and Fisheries bear hunting training course. And we'll give you the details on how and when to apply if you're interested in hunting black bears in Louisiana. And by the way, on my Facebook page this week, I posted a picture. It was taken here in St. Tammany Parish, which we finally started getting some bears showing up here, not far from St. Hubert's Cathedral on several of the leases here. And there was a pretty funny, unique picture that showed up, and it was a picture of a black bear in a food plot, surrounded by five pretty burly raccoons. And I asked for captions. I want to thank everyone who did send them. We had some really good ones that were sent in, but I think the best one that I got was from a guy. He actually used to do fishing reports for us here. His name is Ketch Cormier. And his caption was, "Coons, I've gathered you here to say only you can prevent forest fires." Pull the old smoky quote. Anyway, thanks for that. And if you want to take a look at that picture, check it out. It's on my Facebook page. All right, we did get information on Red Snapper. Now, I got to fish offshore. I was fishing with Chris Moran, Cajun-made charters. We went down to Fouchon, Chris LeCocq and Lance Burgos, a couple of guys I work with on Bayou Wild TV and Tigers in the Wild. It was media day for the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo, which is coming up traditionally on the 4th of July week. And the purpose for this is to invite the media to come down, get all the information, actually experience firsthand what it's like to fish down there, see the pavilion, where it's going to be held. It's going to be July 4th through 6th at the Fouchon Pavilion. They got a beautiful new pavilion. And if you don't like to go down to fishing rodeos because of the heat, this building is totally air-conditioned. You're going to love it. I'll run down the categories and some more details. In fact, I'm going to have this year's Admiral Darby Chase on, and also Lynn Kiger is going to join us from the rodeo to talk about it in a couple of weeks. But we caught probably 20 to 25 red snapper. All had to be released. See, Captain Chris is a federally permitted charter boat, and their season for red snapper does not open till today. So we had to release some pretty nice red snapper, but we caught a mess of beautiful mangroves. Triggerfish, which closed at midnight last night, a very limited number. We caught our limit of triggerfish, and a couple that we caught our limit of lemonfish. I caught one, and another fella caught one, and there was another one we hooked and had to release it. And then we had, a mix of some other fish, some Almaco jacks and some of the, different odds and ends you catch when you're offshore fishing. Great day out there, great trip. Came home with a lot of fish for the grill and for the fryer. That was fun. Also had another trip, and I'll talk more about that when we check in with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana. That was kind of our annual Memorial Day get-together. Had a great trip there with him. So fishing been good. Yeah, we dodged a few raindrops, and it was a little bit breezy and windy, but if you can find any clear water on the inside areas, you're going to do pretty well. And if you're going offshore, the red snapper for the charter boats opens today, so everybody can catch and keep red snappers. And I've got some stats on where we stand. That's the one we talked about, that the La Creole program actually accounts for the fish almost in real time. When we reach the harvest quota, it's shut down. We got about a quarter of the way there, and now with the federal boats going out there, it's going to probably accumulate a little bit quicker. It's summertime, more people getting out to fish, so we'll monitor that for you on a weekly basis as the information is provided to us. We all got some free fishing days coming up. If you've never fished before, if you didn't buy your license, you won't need one. Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama all do it, and I'll be back to tell you what the dates are and the regulations for fishing without licenses, and also get to your text messages, 504-260-1870. We love to hear from you. Shoot us a text. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, according to the La Creole figures through May the 19th, and these run a little bit behind time, a couple weeks, we have reached 25.8% of our annual quota. Our allocation was almost 1 million pounds for Louisiana, 934,587 pounds of red snapper. We've caught about 241,000 and some change. So we're one quarter of the way there. Still got lots of time to get out there and catch some of those red snappers. All right, free fishing days. In Mississippi, it's today and tomorrow. You don't even need permits for the state lakes and campgrounds that have ponds. And they also have a free fishing day coming up on July 4th. But on that one, you do need to get at least the permits, but the license is waived. Next week, June 8th, is Alabama's free fishing day. And in Louisiana, it's next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday. And if you don't have a place to go, and not only will you not need a license, but there are 17 stocked ponds and throughout Louisiana, stocked with some beautiful channel catfish. So you got a place, you don't need a license. All you need is a fishing pole and some worms, and you can go catch you some nice catfish. But, of course, all the rest of it, if you want to fish for saltwater species too, you can get out and do that all free of charge. All right, we're going to get to your text messages right after we pause this 10 seconds to let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And checking into our Text message board, we got the Steel Man checking in from Madisonville. They're prepping their tackle today for the Grand Isle trip. They're headed down there Wednesday. Big Burr and the Steel Man caught some reds working the shoreline off the ponds or the intercoastal waterway near the Wrigley's last weekend. Found a lot of dirty water. Hopefully the winds will calm down and get into a summertime pattern. We got Jared with the kayak on the West Bank. He's been catching some sharks at the pier at night on the south shore in Lake Pontchartrain. Jared, text me back. What kind of sharks were those? Were those the what people call sand sharks? They're really Atlantic sharpnose, or did you catch any of the bulls? I want to know if they've made their way into Pontchartrain yet this year. Captain Ross L. said, yep, the weather was testy, but they had another good week down there in Burris. Trout going on fishing for down in Dulac by his mom and dad. And let's see, we have the Backstrap Stacker checking in from Alabama. He says, imagine losing beer for a year because you were too cheap to buy a ticket. I hope his friends don't let him forget about it. He says, I got a few black bears in Clark County I'd shoot if we ever get a season in Alabama. Over the past 3 years, they've destroyed countless feeders and cameras. Yeah, they can be very destructive. I had no idea how destructive they were to farm equipment until I heard some Louisiana farmers testify at a Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. I don't care to kill a black bear, but in order to control the population, it may be necessary. And there's people that certainly would do it. And we'll keep you up to date on how that season is progressing, that limited season here in Louisiana. All right, hearing from my friend Deb in Florida. She says, how's things in the woods? They have their free fishing weekend in Florida, if anybody's interested. In fact, they have free fishing next weekend, too. This weekend is saltwater fishing. Next weekend is free freshwater fishing. You don't need a license. She only knows this because she did the story for radio at the TV station this weekend. Yeah, she works in the media. She used to work with me. All right, we have, let's see, someone here said, no, they wouldn't kill a bear, only it was after me or their livestock. And old man Sam in Hammond, he says he's going to take a guess and say the white-tailed deer is the one that's in more states than the black bear. And son of a Wego rat says, on the four-legged, seems deer's too easy, so I'll try coyotes. You overthought it, Wego rat. Old man Sam is correct. The white-tailed deer is the only four-legged mammal in more states. It's found in more states than it is than the black bear. All right, let's see. Here's one that says, years ago I had the opportunity to hunt black bear in British Columbia. And by law, no hunting over bait, so strictly spot and stalk. Will the Louisiana regulations allow baiting? Hopefully not. Ended up with a bear, which I mounted. Didn't care for the meat. That's from Doug. I'm not sure. I think that they probably will allow hunting over bait. I'm not quite certain. I'll have to check into that and don't know if that's been approached yet. Okay, Jared from the West Bank said it was mostly bull sharks and one black tip. That's unusual for a black tip to show up in Pontchartrain. All right, thanks for the info, Jared. We appreciate that. All right, we did want to run down for you. I got this in from my friend Chris. We fished together and shot some TV. You're going to see that coming up on a future Bayou Isle TV. But here's what the schedule looks like. This weekend, if you want to check out how to catch some Mississippi Gulf Coast flounder, check out this week's Bayou Isle TV called Flatty Frenzy. Captain Eric and Chris Weaver and myself went over to the Gulf Coast in Mississippi and caught some flounder in kayaks. It was a lot of fun. You can catch that one out. Next week's show will be soft shells with pinchers. A lot of people don't realize how good soft shell crawfish are. And then one of our Tigers in the Wild episodes is coming up on the 15th. Preston Hickey, LSU defensive lineman. He and his dad, Tim, went with us on a Covey Rise quail hunt. And then the quail we cooked with his mom, Rebecca Hickey. It's a Father's Day edition of Tigers in the Wild and Bayou Isle TV. We'll be talking to Preston coming up next Saturday morning. You'll hear from him. He's a Tiger, a local Louisiana guy, played ball in high school at St. Paul's, went on out to Oklahoma and came back and is now an LSU Tiger. All right, then we have closing out the last 2 weeks in June, tarpon fishing, hunt of a lifetime tarpon. That was a great one. And then on the 29th of June, the last week, we'll show you what we did this weekend with the snapper fishing up Port Fouchon with Chris Moran. And did a Real good cooking feature with Chef John Folger. You can always catch that. Bayou Wild TV. Go to BayouWildTV.com. You can watch the past shows there, and also you'll find out where it airs and when it airs across the state of Louisiana. All right, we come back after this. Got a fishing report. We're headed over to Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll catch up with our friend Captain Kirk, and he's got some information to share with you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to head out west. We head out to Hackberry Rod and Gun over there in Hackberry, Louisiana, close to the Texas line, and we talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. So, Captain Kirk, how are you this fine Saturday morning?
I am doing good. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm looking at the radar, and, well, we're in a little bit of a lull right now before any of that old nasty stuff from Texas moves over here again. Did that stuff bother y'all very much?
Woo, it's been kicking our butt. Yesterday it ran us off the water before 10, and, I mean, it was some bad heavy rain, lightning. It was nasty, you know, big winds in it. Several of us caught our limits of redfish before that, but, 2 days in a row, we did not bring a trout to our dock, Don.
Wow. What is that all about?
Fresh water. Muddy fresh water. Real muddy fresh water. Because there's been so much wind, it just stirs it up really bad. And it's nasty. I'm telling you, zero visibility. And it's just tough. I think if we'll get the winds to lay down. No, we've been having a lot of, 10 to 20 knot winds. And that just keeps that, that fresh water, muddier water rolled up. If it'll get calm, you'll get enough clarity where some trout will go to biting again. But right now, it's not happening.
What do you think those trout do when you get those kind of conditions? I don't think they totally leave the area, but I mean,
No, they don't. They're there. You just can't catch them, as far as I know. I mean, it's tough. Nobody's catching any to speak of. Some of the guys are not in my fleet, but other guys in the area are running over to Sabine Lake and catching some. But it's just, and they have fresh water too. They're probably, they have two major rivers that flow into that lake, and it's they have fresh water, but they're catching the trout over there now. A friend of mine went out yesterday afternoon and caught some really nice trout under birds. Mm-hmm. But it laid down and got calm, and so that's what it takes. It's going to have to get calm.
I guess those fish just get into some type of a suspended animation. They just don't feed. They don't move very much when they get into that nasty, dirty water. I know they can't breathe real well because there's a lot of sediment suspended, and they don't like the fresh water when they're trying to spawn. So I guess they just hang out and slow down, and then, boy, as soon as it gets nice and clear, a little salty water, they get active again.
That's right. But, it's been going on for almost 2 months, all the rain coming down. And, I guess it's been 6-7 weeks of it, and
difference from last year, huh?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, last year, we were begging for rain. This year, we're begging for it to stop. I've seen years like this before, and the trout will show up. They're going to. It's just the wind has to quit.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness for the redfish. You got some redfish to work on.
The redfish have been carrying us. If it wasn't for the redfish, it'd be tough out there. I mean, it'd be people wouldn't want to go fishing. That's for sure, because it would be fishing, not catching.
So how are you fishing the redfish? Are you fishing them with plastics, live bait, or both?
It depends on the client. Most of them just want to catch the fish, so we'll get live shrimp. But I went out 4 days ago, and we just fished artificial and caught them on gulp and just down south lures, the dark colored ones. Mm-hmm. But we're catching these fish, like at the weirs, where it drains, places where the cleaner water's coming out of the marsh. And there's still a lot of them being caught north of the intercoastal up toward Prehon, Lake Charles, and down the intercoastal canal. Those have been the spots to, target them.
So I guess the winning fish in your region for Star may not be all that big this year if it continues like this.
Right now, I think it's five something. I forget the exact date weight, but it's five something right now. Yeah. And this is prime time for our big ones right now. We should be on them.
Absolutely. How about flounders? Any flounders showing up?
Some. It's scattered. One of my captains last week, got on a little spot, and he caught 20 nice flounder. But overall, it's just scattered, you know, catch. So some days, some of the guys, while they're redfish, they'll catch five or six, but it's normally just one or none or two, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. They're not ganged up anywhere specific like they normally are. You know, and the bait is in. There's plenty of shrimp in the lake, even with this fresh water. The bait stands have are catching plenty of bait. You see lots of pogey, you know, small pogey coming in on the surface. But with this muddy water, the trout aren't doing it all.
Yeah. Well, one thing we know is going to change. Just take some conditions.
It will. Change. It's sooner or later, and I hope it's sooner.
Kirk, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and come out and enjoy some of that fishing, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Okay, it's 888-762-3391, hackberryrodandgun.com.
All right, and also find you. I got a link from my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com.
That's right, and look, you go to our website, you know, we have live feed cameras where you can see what's going on there.
I spy on you all the time. It's fun.
Okay.
Kirk, y'all have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next
time. All
right,
thanks, Don. Good talking to you.
All right, there he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, coming back after this, let's get a report from Grand Isle. I fish not far from there in Fouchon. Darryl sent me a picture last week of some very impressive trout. I don't know if he was able to put that kind of a catch together during this week. It was some pretty windy conditions down there. We'll check it out. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, looking at the radar, looks like Grand Isle is clear. The big question is, what are the winds? Let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter. He'll fill us in on it. Darryl, how's the weather looking down there this morning?
Don, it's cloudy. It looks like, you know, there's a lot of juice up there just waiting to fire off. But, yeah, you're right. The rain's clear right now. The wind still has us sitting at the picnic table talking about it. it's probably, Don, it's gusting every bit of 17 to 20, a steady of about 15. But, you know, it's going to make it a little bit rough. But, heck, that's what it's been all week, man. I mean, the sad part is, you know, we've been dealing with this decreasing tide. So, you know, it adds a little bit of difficulty to it. But, you know, the sad part is the fish are here. It's just, yeah, we fished yesterday, Don, and the customers wanted, in that wind yesterday, which was this bad or worse, and the customers wanted nothing but speckled trout. They had some kids on the boat and really wanted to do it. So we actually braved it, and we fished our chorizo in the middle of the bay. And the problem with that is the trolling motor lasted every bit of 2.5-3 hours because it was fighting a 20-knot wind all day. And, you know, we caught every trout we caught was 16 to 20 inches. But, you know, it's just we've got to be able to get to them. And you got to have the right crew to do that. Today you're going to have to probably tuck into marsh. Like I heard you talking earlier, you only got, 6 inches of tide. So you're going to tuck into marsh. You're going to start looking for points. And the good story on that was we had three boats go up into marsh yesterday. There are redfish. Our redfish, we've got a new crop of redfish that have shown up. And they're everywhere. Everywhere from 8 inches long to a bunch of them in the 24-inch range. So there's a lot of redfish. And look, I'm going to continue like last week. The flounder are starting to show up. All the boats that ran up to the marsh yesterday came back with a couple of flounder. So we're really starting to see a resurgence in the flounder. So it's not undoable. You just got to, you know that there's going to be better days. Set your expectations right. Get up there and pound it out because you're going to have to fish for it today. You're not going to be typical Grand Isle where you just go out there and catch. You got to go fish for it.
What about the white trout? We really hit into them in Lake Pontchartrain. They were ferocious. We caught them on live shrimp, dead shrimp, plastics, bare hooks. We actually were throwing in there.
Yeah.
When you get them frenzied like that, man, they'll hit anything. Not big fish.
They will.
You know how white trout run. They come small, but, hey, they add up.
We've had some starting to show up, Don. We caught one or two yesterday in a place where we normally wouldn't expect to see them. You know, out in the middle of the bay on an oyster reef, you know, they're starting to show up. They seem to be a little bit like the crabs, though. They seem to be a little bit late down here this year. You know, crabs are running a little bit slow. They really hadn't shown up yet, and it's been the same thing with the white trout. Had the light on the last couple of nights here at the dock, and usually it's full of those little 5-6-inch white trout, and it just hadn't happened yet. We've got plenty of shrimp, plenty of minnows, plenty of mullet under the light, but the gangs hadn't shown up yet. They'll be here a little bit. Any day. We got another moon coming, another tide coming. They're going to get a little bit bigger, and they're going to start moving around. So they should be here any time.
Revisit that trip you made when you sent me that picture, all those gorgeous fish.
Which one was that?
It was, I think, last Saturday's trip.
Oh, yeah. Don, there again, that was all plastic. Every bit of it was plastic. I watched three or four other guys coming that were throwing croakers. And they'd catch a fish here, fish there, but it wasn't fast enough for them to stay. So they would leave. We sat in one spot. We knew there were fish there. We could tell, you know, that one fish every 5 minutes. And every one of them was in that 20-inch range. I mean, 18, 19, 20 inches. And it's just, you had to figure it out. And, you know, the fish were holding tight on the bottom. We were throwing matrix shad for the most part. We were throwing those marker 54 shrimplets. And that was the bait of choice. They did not want live. I had probably 300 shrimp in a live well. We never touched them. They just didn't want them. You just got to figure it out and use several things. You know, you got to try and vary your techniques.
And yeah, it's like my friend Glenn Sanchez says, you got to crack that code. And once you crack it,
yeah,
the door's open.
And look, I had diehard live bait fishermen. I mean, people I've been fishing with as a charter captain for 20 years.
Yeah.
Pull up right next to me, and they were in the same area, and just the fish didn't want it that day. But if you jigged that green hornet in front of them, yeah, it was hold on, baby. Make sure you don't have any slime on your hands.
That's fun when it happens. Darryl, somebody wants to get you and go fish with you down there in Grand Isle. You're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site and your phone number.
It's realscreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288. Just know that this is a little bit of a busy time of the year, so we might not be able to answer them all. Just leave me a message or shoot me a text.
All right, I know he will. Thanks, Darryl. Appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you, Don. Have a good day.
All right, Darryl Carpenter. We got more field reporters coming up. We're going to have Brendan Bayard. He's at the Dusk Till Dawn tournament. Ryan Lambert's back in the country. And we also got Mike Gallo, who I fished with this past Memorial Day, to talk about fishing in his area. Stick around with us. We got another hour to go, and we're back to do it right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.